already knew their names. Like, they come when you call their name, and I'm like, you know, I'm not going to change it. It's adorable.
Uplands Peak Sanctuary.
She knows her name?
Oh, yeah, they all know their name.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, they can be across the field. And
my name is Michelle Pruitt, and I'm co-founder, along with my husband, Mark Pruitt, and actually president of the board. We plan on rescuing, you know, any animal that would typically be raised for food. So, you know, they can come from cases like these guys escaped, but pigs also fall off trucks on the way to slaughter. They fall off transport trucks, and then they don't really have a place where they could go live out their life. So there's cases like that, and there's cases where people will rescue for whatever reason. You know, someone has a change of heart. And we'll call animal control or call a sanctuary and actually rescue an animal from a factory farm.
How did you get her on your property? What's her story?
Okay. Annie and her brother Andy actually came from Minneapolis. And although it's illegal, there's a lot of backyard butcher that happens. So they believe that, you know, these guys escaped from someone's backyard. Most likely we're going to be, you know, on the dinner plate that night, probably. And I'm pretty sure Annie led the escape because she's pretty smart, pretty spunky, and definitely of the two has been the leader. So Andy still had twine wrapped around his back legs, and they were roaming in a field in the middle of downtown Minneapolis. So the local animal control picked them up, and, you know, their story was on Facebook because there really wasn't anyone locally that would take in a farm pig that, you know, knew how to care for them, but most importantly was going to let them live out their life.
What do you get from having them in your life?
Mm-hmm. You know, that's where the immense gratitude comes from, because even though we just started, you know, so many people are so grateful that we're doing this. But, you know, I feel blessed that this is my life, and it is hard work. So don't get me wrong. You know, when it was negative 20 and I had to come, you know, fill waters and scoop poop, I probably had to count my blessings a little more that day. But, you know, really to see these animals and to get to know them as the individuals that they are, and just the relationship that I already have with them, just being with them a few months. You know, like yesterday I came in and snuggled up with Andy, and Andy, I like to tuck them in. So I kind of put their straw around them real good every day. And Andy just kind of squeezed in between me and Andy and laid her head on my knee and just let me love on her. And, you know, for me, I'm glad that I'm able to do that for them. But there's also this piece of knowing that I was part of the cycle of violence that all animals are in, that it's kind of like in some way I get to make up for that now.